18. Elijah and the Whisper. Right after his great victory on Mount Carmel, something surprising happened to Elijah. Queen Jezebel sent him a message. "By this time tomorrow, you'll be dead." And Elijah, the same man who had just stood alone against 450 prophets without flinching, ran. He ran for his life. He went deep into the desert, sat down under a scraggly tree, and said, "It's enough, Lord. Take my life. I'm done." Even the bravest people get exhausted. Even the strongest people get scared. Elijah had given everything on Mount Carmel, and now he had nothing left. God didn't scold him. He sent an angel with bread baked on hot coals and a jar of water. "Get up and eat," the angel said. Elijah ate and fell back asleep. The angel came again. "Get up and eat. The journey ahead is too much for you." Elijah ate and drank, and in the strength of that food he traveled 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. The same mountain where God had spoken to Moses long before. He went into a cave and spent the night. And God said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" "I have been faithful to you," Elijah said. "But the people have abandoned your promises and torn down your altars. I'm the only one left, and now they want to kill me too." God said, "Go out and stand on the mountain. The Lord is about to pass by." A great and powerful wind came. It ripped the mountains apart and shattered rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. The ground shook. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice, a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went to the entrance of the cave. That was where God was. Not in the wind, not in the earthquake, not in the fire. In the quiet. Even the bravest people break. Elijah had just won the greatest victory of his life. And then he ran and wanted to die. God didn't scold him. He fed him, let him rest, and then spoke. Not in the powerful wind, not in the earthquake, not in the fire, but in a whisper. God comes to you in the quiet, especially when you've got nothing left. 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 18.